episode number 108. What's up, everybody? How you doing tonight, drinkers, drunkies, winos, you fucking hobos? How the hell is your week going? Happy hump day. How the hell was your weekend? I hope you had a good one, everybody. I'm just drinking a margarita once again. You know what? It doesn't bother me so much drinking the same thing week after week if I'm only drinking one day a week. Actually, I take that back. I drink twice this week. Shame on me, right? But I am having a margarita again. Hopefully you have something delicious to drink in front of you. Cheers. And if you don't have something delicious to drink in front of you, just press the pause button, you know, and you're good. You can come right back to me. I'm always here. Man, it's been a lazy 2 days for me. Rainy, cold, can't work for the past 2 days, just because it's not safe, you know. So I've been off. I've been doing chores just to keep the woman off my back, you know. And I figured it out for myself, man. I finally hit my stride. It only took me, I don't know, 25 years to finally hit my stride with doing chores. But I figured out how to do it just a little at a time is not so overwhelming. I just did the dishes before I came out here. I just did until the hot water ran out. That was it. You know, put everything to dry. I actually don't have a dishwasher and I like it that way. I'd rather just wash the dishes by hand. I feel like it saves water, but I could be wrong. I'm not really sure. But man, I've been catching up on fucking laundry. It took me about 3 months to finally get all my laundry done. Doing some dishes, you know, taking care of my daughter while my girl's out working. And dude, we just had a fantastic day. I just love seeing her grow up so much. She's now in her walker, walking around. And it took her, what, 3 days to figure out how to do that. She's just growing way too fast. But at the same time, I don't want it to stop, because she's just exploring and learning so much. She's at the point now to where she wants to give you a kiss, you know, and she'll pull your face in, and then it's just an open mouth with drool all over your cheek, and it's the sweetest thing ever, but it's also pretty gross too, because she doesn't know how to do it yet. But dude, we had such a great day, man. Couple of naps today. I turned the heater on because it's been cold outside. We slept on the bed so good. When she wakes up, she's so happy. I'm dancing around, listening to Bad Brains, which, by the way, I started this podcast with Bad Brains, The Big Takeover, in case you were interested. I'm dancing around, singing Bad Brains, and she's just loving it, dude. She's in her walker, chasing me around the house. And, dude, it's just fucking amazing to see. It's really incredible. But that's what I've been doing for the past couple of days. I've been a bum. I would say I've been a bum. But I've actually got some shit done around the house. Just cover your ass. That's basically what I'm doing. When my girl went out to lift, and when she came back, she couldn't say shit to me. You know, I did all the dishes. I didn't do all of them. I did some of the dishes. Took care of the baby girl. Did some laundry. Yeah, just moderation, man. They say everything in moderation, and that applies, in my opinion, to having to do fucking chores around the house. And I'm actually, this year, if you listen back a year ago, everybody knows this that listens to this, I fucking hate Valentine's Day. I hate it. I just hate it. I hate that I have to get you something. Even if I'm single, it's like, oh, well, I don't have anybody to get something for. It's just, I don't know, man. It's just a made-up bullshit holiday, in my opinion. But actually, for once this year, I am excited. My Amazon package came for Connor just a couple of days ago. And dude, Amazon does not fuck around. I didn't put any fast shipping on there, next day delivery, any of that. It was on my doorstep in 2 days, and they were saying it was going to be here by Friday. They just shipped that shit real quick. I got her those Galaxy roses. I don't know if you guys have seen those online. I'm honestly surprised she hadn't seen them up until that point, because when she opened the box, I got her two of them, just because one just seems, I don't know, kind of silly, kind of lonely. I got her two of them, and when she opened the box, she couldn't believe it, man. It made me feel good. It's like that with Christmas for me, too. When I get people presents, it's really, really hard for me to hold off and be like, you know what, I'm going to wait until the day of. I have one more surprise. I'm not going to say, just in case she listens to this episode randomly, I'm not going to say what I'm getting her on Friday, actual Valentine's Day. But dude, for once, I'm actually excited. I can't believe it. I haven't felt excitement like this since, I don't know, I was in elementary. That's pretty much the last time I actually felt excitement for this made-up-ass holiday. But, you know, and I'm not expecting anything back. You know, that's not what it's about. Maybe a BJ. Which I've told her to her face. Don't worry. I wouldn't say anything on this podcast that I wouldn't say to her face. You know what I mean? Or anybody else, any of my other friends. I wouldn't say anything on this podcast I wouldn't say to your face. So just feel comfort in that. Let me take another drink. The diet's going well, man. I can see some changes already. I'm still hitting this vape that I talked about last week, which I'm trying to get rid of, but I'm being a little bit smarter out of it with it. I'm being a little wasteful because I'm actually hitting it, but I'm not inhaling all the way. I'm blowing most of it out and inhaling what's left, because this thing will start to fucking, you know, cloud up your lungs, dude. If you hit it constantly, consistently, every day, you can start feeling the breathing problems. It's not quite like cigarettes, but it's pretty fucking close. It starts to get there, you know. It's the next best thing, I guess. A little bit cleaner, you don't smell like shit, blah, blah, blah. I've already said all this shit. But with my time off, by the way, I've had a lot of time to catch up on. I just started Shameless, which I fucking love, man. If you ever wanted a glimpse, a video glimpse into my life, Shameless is it without the alcoholic father supposed to take care of everybody. It's me taking care of everybody. I guess I'm like the oldest sister. You know, I'm trying to take care of everybody. And it's really that fucking hectic, dude. I don't know if you guys know this. I have 3 kids of my own, and Connor has 2 kids herself. So together we have 5. That's a tall order, man. That's a tall order. But that show, the pilot they played when, you know, they're in the kitchen and they're running around. Everybody has their like assigned jobs, dude. That's what the fuck it's like. Getting prepared for bed so you can be prepared for school the next day. And then when we wake up, it's balls to the fucking wall. I need you to get this. Hey, hand me that. Hey, run over there and get this. It's just fucking crazy, dude. It's insane. But I love it, you know. I wouldn't trade any of it for anything. Any amount of money in the world. I fucking love my kids, and I love being a dad. I don't know if I've said this on this podcast before, but I used to... I really used to want to just be a traveling musician. I wanted to be on tour. And I got a glimpse of that back in maybe 2008, somewhere in there. And it fucking sucked. It fucking sucked, dude. Being in a van without a heater with 4 other stinky-ass dudes, you know, having to get close for warmth, driving on sketchy-ass roads, playing sketchy-ass venues, I realized out of our 6-month tour that this lifestyle is not for me, so I gave it up. And that's not the reason I started having kids. Obviously, that happened before I had kids, but after I had kids, I was like, you know what? It's all right that dream's over. I got to experience it. Never again. You know, I just can't do it. I can do a weekend warrior thing, which I'm planning to do with my band right now. If you want to check us out, we're called Cashing In. We're on SoundCloud. I believe Bandcamp as well. Just type in Cashing In. No weird spellings or anything. So, should be pretty easy to find. But yeah, man, I've had a chance to catch up on some Netflix, which I you know, there's so many shows. I tried to start The Witcher. Maybe giving it a couple more episodes, I'll be into it. I just wasn't into it the first episode. It's really slow moving, you know. Not hard to follow, just slow moving, which doesn't really catch a lot of people's interest. But I've heard it's really good. I'm going to give it another chance. I see Better Call Saul just put out a new season. I'm so fucking excited about that. I just watched the documentary What the Health the other day, which is leaning more toward a plant-based diet is what the guy is saying on the documentary. Hey, let me ask this real quick. Is it standard for everybody that makes a documentary to be fucking annoying as shit? I mean, I agree with what the guy was saying in the documentary, but he annoyed the living shit out of me, man. There's one scene where he's like arguing with a doctor, And I actually kind of sympathize with the doctor. It's like, wait, you've done some Google research. Now you're coming in here and asking and telling a doctor that this, you know, that's kind of a slap in the face for everything he's been through, at least in his medical career. You know, it's not easy to get through, what is it, doctor school? That showed you how much, I almost called it doctor school. That shows you how much I fucking know. What is it called? Getting your doctorate? No, because you can get your doctorate in anything, right? You can get your doctorate in snails if you want to. Medical school. How about that, Chris? How about medical school as opposed to doctor school? I like doctor school, you know? To be honest, I would go with doctor school. Anyway, but just kind of a slap in the face to the guy. And it's like, I'm agreeing with the guy making the documentary about a plant-based diet, you know, being better overall, just health-wise. It's just better. It's just better for you. You're getting the fiber you need. Don't believe this protein bullshit that these companies try to push on you. You're not going to get enough protein eating that way. That's bullshit. It's all horseshit. And this documentary confirmed it for me. But just the arrogance of this guy walking into a doctor's office who has a degree, and he's going to have his Google search to print it out Kinko's papers and try to tell this guy what's what. And you know, it's for a good reason too. I get it. But I remember he was just staying on this. It's like arguing with an 8-year-old, you know, is what it seemed like to me. I was like, Jesus Christ, this guy's annoying the hell out of me too right now, and I'm on your side. You know, he just kept saying the same point. Well, what about diet? And the doctor was like, well, I don't want to talk about diet. And the guy's like, well, you don't want to talk about diet. You know, you're a doctor, and you're recommending these things, which, totally valid, totally get it. But the thing the guy who made the documentary kept coming back to, his phrase was something like, well, what about diet? Well, what about, like, he said it like 6 times in the interview, finally frustrated the fuck out of the doctor. And then the doctor gets up and is like, this interview's over, da da da. And they go to a different scene with the man making the documentary, and he's like, well, I guess he doesn't want to talk about it. It's kind of weird that he doesn't want to talk about it. But it did shed a lot of light. As much as of a douche that guy was, it did shed some light on, and I should have known this, man, any industry, just follow the money, and you'll be able to tell. Who are the investors? And you'll be able to tell why this certain corporation has so much power and so much sway in the public eye. You know what I mean? Like, and that's what it boils down to. You know, this health, this heart association and the Association for Diabetes. Sorry, I don't know all the names. And just the health organization overall in the U.S., they're all funded by the dairy industry, the fucking meat industry, and it's just like, you know, the big one, I think it's the American Heart Association, I believe, the AHA, possibly. Dude, they're just funded by, like, the top. I think they're funded by, like, Tyson. All the big names you've heard in meat and dairy, that's who funds them. That's who, you know, you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. They give them money, and they push their agenda. That's all it is, man. I feel kind of dumb for not researching this myself. It took this dope that argues like an 8-year-old to tell me shit like this. Good documentary, though. I know I'm shitting all over it right now. I'm not trying to. It actually was a really good documentary. A little long-winded. I actually got up to make a salad in between, and I feel like I didn't really miss anything. And it drug on for like another hour. But still a really good documentary, man. Like, I would highly recommend it if you're thinking about making the change. And of course, they have their testimonials, you know, of people who are on 50 different medications. They try a plant-based diet and suddenly they start erasing these medications, which I believe absolutely is true. I don't know if it happened with those people, if they just did it for the movie. You never know. You know, I don't know these people personally, obviously, but you never know what their agenda is too. You know, what this guy's agenda is that's making the documentary. Made a lot of good points. The one thing I kind of disagreed on was the eggs. I feel like eggs are okay, like if you're a meat eater or whatever. I don't feel like eggs are as bad as everybody says. You know, I was eating fucking 6 to 8 eggs a day back when I was eating meat, and I felt amazing, dude. I felt great. They kind of demonize eggs a little bit, which I don't necessarily agree with if you're eating that way already. If you're trying to eat a plant-based diet, obviously that's out of the question. But I have a little plan for when I do break again, because it's going to happen. You know, it's like smoking a cigarette to me. As long as I don't have one every single day, I think I'm doing okay. So I treat bacon and steak that same way. As long as I don't have them every single day, once a month, maybe once every couple of months, I think I'm doing okay. I've earned that luxury, you know? So I'm thinking about doing maybe a little more like pescatarian, which would be fish, a lot of fish mixed in there next time I break my diet. Maybe some salmon, dude. I love some salmon. And that's actually lightweight. As far as, you get a lot of protein for, the amount of calories salmon has in it. So it's actually a pretty good thing. Is this, any of this making sense to anybody out there? Are any of my listeners vegan? I would love to hear from you. drinkuntilyoupodcast@gmail.com. Also, let's go ahead and do another shameless self-plug before we take a drink. If you want to donate to this podcast, if you like what I do, all I ask of you is $1 an episode that you listen to. I have a Patreon now, Drink Until You Podcast, if you'd like to donate. Cheers to all you listeners. All right, it's time for the drink recommendations, everybody. We're doing Valentine's Day drinks. Of course, Valentine's Day is Friday. The three I have for you is the Love Martini, chocolate-covered strawberry martini, and the Love Potion. I think I actually last year gave out the Love Potion recipe, but I'm going to do it again anyway for all you lovers out there, even if you're single. You know, it's still good if you're single. Just make a cocktail and drown your sorrows. You know, don't drink and drive, get an Uber, get a Lyft. There are actually a lot of things nowadays, which is pretty hilarious. I think there's some places where if you bring a picture of your ex, I think it might be Hooters, they'll give you like free wings or some shit like that. You definitely got to Google some things like that. Anyway, the first one I have for you is the Love Martini. You're going to need a half a shot. Let's just go with the amount here, not half a shot. 0.7 fluid ounces. Malibu rum, 0.7 fluid ounces peach schnapps, 0.7 fluid ounces citron vodka, / plain vodka, I guess you can substitute, 4.5 fluid ounces cranberry juice, 2 strawberries for garnish, a wedge of lime for garnish, and sugar to rim the glass. Oh, that's so cool. They have these cut into little hearts. Oh, here's how the hell you make it. It's telling you how to cut the strawberries into a heart. If you don't know what a heart looks like and you can't do that with a knife, you probably shouldn't be holding a knife. You know, you're too young or something. You can rim your martini glass with sugar. You just use the lime wedge to wet it and then rim it with the sugar. Gently mix the Malibu, peach schnapps, vodka, and cranberry juice together in a shaker over ice. Shake until chilled. Strain into your martini glass you have garnished with your strawberry and your lime and your sugar, rimmed with your sugar. And there you have it. Comes out a little red. How is it getting that red color, though? That's what I'm wanting to know. I guess the cranberry. Yeah, the cranberry just gives it that red color. There's actually no grenadine in here, which is surprising for this time of year, a Valentine's Day drink. There's no grenadine, luckily, because grenadine is a little powerful if you have too much of it. But that's the Love Martini. The next one we have for you here. No, I would not like to subscribe and enter my email. How do I find this anyway? All right, let's move on to the Love Potion. It's not going to let me scroll past that. That kind of sucks. Let's see. Nice pictures. Everybody's using strawberries. Oh, that's actually a raspberry. That looks pretty damn good. Fruit you can garnish with. This is a whole article. You know, I gotta say, people who write recipes online, can you just get to the fucking point? You know, like why does it have to be I know you have to fill in characters. There has to be a certain amount of characters. Back in the 1980s, my grandma used to make the best love potion you've ever had. I was underage, and I wasn't allowed to drink, but she always let me... I don't want to hear your fucking story, man. Just tell me the recipe. I can't find... Okay, here it is. You're going to need some ice. You're going to need sweetened lime juice. 2 parts red raspberry vodka. 2 parts cranberry juice cocktail. 1 part grenadine. Oh, there it is. Raspberries for garnish. Here's how the hell you make it. In a cocktail shaker filled with ice, sweetened lime juice, raspberry vodka, cranberry juice cocktail, and grenadine, shake vigorously until combined. Strain love potion cocktail into a martini glass. Garnish with raspberries or other red fruits. In case you're interested, that's 33 grams of sugar. Excuse me. 24% vitamin C. Carbs, 48 grams. Sodium, 17 milligrams. It's a total of 313 calories, in case you're interested. In case you're trying to keep the pounds off so you can impress your date the next time you take her out. All right, I want to close this down. Thank you, Jesus Christ. All right, the last one I have for you is the chocolate-covered strawberry martini. These are actually in shot glasses. The other two I just gave you were in martini glasses. Damn, those look really fucking good. Chocolate-covered strawberries with a sugar-rimmed glass for a shot. Here's what you're going to need. 1.5-ounce strawberry vodka, 1.5-ounce chocolate vodka, 3 ounces strawberry puree, 1.5 ounces half and half or milk. You could substitute almond milk for you fucking vegans, man. Strawberry puree is 1 cup fresh or frozen strawberries, 1 tablespoon water, 1 tablespoon sugar. You can garnish with, it says garnishments, I didn't know that was an actual word. You can garnish with red sugar sprinkles, chocolate syrup, and chocolate-covered strawberries. Here's how the hell you make it. Prepare the martini glass by dipping the rim in chocolate syrup and then sugar sprinkles. Swirl chocolate syrup in circular patterns inside the martini glass. That's actually really fun to do for me. It's saying martini glass, but it's showing shot glass. I'd have to look at the proportion. I mean, that's going to fill up more than a martini glass, I feel like. More than a shot glass, definitely. Anyway, here we go. Swirl chocolate syrup. Add vodka, strawberry puree, half and half, and ice to a cocktail shaker. Shake vigorously until combined and chilled. Pour into prepared cocktail glass or shot glass, it looks like on this. Garnish with a chocolate-covered strawberry. To make strawberry puree, I thought you already told me how to make this. Add strawberries and sugar water to blender and blend until smooth. See the comments regarding making your own chocolate-covered strawberries. All right, so there's a couple of recipes in that one. This one is from 3yummytummies.com. That is the chocolate-covered strawberry martini. The love potion is from homemadehoopla.com. And the first one I gave you, the love martini, is from picturetherecipe.com. As always, guys, don't drink and drive. Get an Uber. Get a Lyft. Just be safe out there. Give up your keys. Just don't be a fucking idiot and hurt somebody or hurt yourself or, you know, hurt your girl you just started dating that week for Valentine's Day, you know? The women are out right now. They're out on the prowl looking for anybody to buy them gifts. All right, why are you hating on women? This is about not drinking and driving, Chris. Not hating on women. All right, don't drink and drive. Get an Uber, get a Lyft. Cheers. So I don't know if you guys heard about this. I found out about this on Twitter. NASA actually said there's something with the gravitational pull of the Earth yesterday, I believe, Tuesday. And they said you could stand a broom straight up and down and it would just stay there. Just something to do with gravity. If your broom's made of metal, it'll work. We actually put our broom up in the kitchen and it did fucking work. I kicked the bitch over. Because I was like, that's fucking black magic, bro. What is this shit? I don't fucking believe it. What is happening right now? You know, like our broom isn't straight across. It's got like a slant to it. So we stood the broom up And it actually fucking worked. Well, come to find out, it's bullshit, because we stood the broom up once again today, and it did the same fucking thing. So we had been had by NASA, which I didn't understand. I didn't realize at first. Excuse me. NASA actually plays pranks on people like this. Is this what we're doing with all the funding? All the money is just coming up with smart ways to make people feel stupid, which is exactly what it did. I was like, holy shit, it fucking worked. And then the next day it worked as well. So it wasn't really that. So that's just my assessment of it. I'm seeing things on YouTube now that I've researched a little bit. The guy actually stood his broom on the handle part instead of the bristles, and stood up straight and straight up and down. So I'm not really sure if this is real or not. But I looked up this article for you guys. Ridiculous history. 5 of NASA's greatest pranks. I didn't realize they were such pranksters. Here, the first one is astronaut Dale A. Gardner holding up a for sale sign, referring to the 2 satellites he and another astronaut retrieved from orbit after their payload assist modules, PAM, failed to fire. That's not really much of a prank. That's kind of silly, right? Did a cockroach go to a moon? Go to the moon. I'm sorry, not a moon. The moon. Apollo 12 commander Charles Pete Conrad, seen here training with Apollo 12 astronaut Al Bean, joked that a cockroach hitched on board their mission to the moon. Nobody knows if the insect actually made the round trip or not. That's kind of a weak prank, NASA. The broom one was good. Lunar centerfolds. Apollo 12 astronauts Charles Conrad and Al Bean received Playboy centerfold pics in their spiral-bound wrist notebooks, courtesy of the Apollo 12 backup crew. I don't know. That's kind of lame, right? Thought I'd drop by. Astronaut Owen Garrett, seen here in the Skylab 3. Extravehicular activity. An accomplice, Robert Crippen, fooled Houston into thinking Garrett's wife had somehow hijacked comms on board. I don't see his wife at all. Seen here, an accomplice. I don't know. Maybe I'm too dumb to see it. It's like the magic eye, right? If you're too fucking... What's that movie, Mallrats, where you can't ever see the magic eye and it just pisses him off to no end? Astronaut Pierre Thought. Is this name really Pierre Thought? What a thought. Paid back his crew after NASA actually misspelled his last name on the shuttle mission badge. Creighton, Casper, Mullane, Hilmers, throughout. That's pretty funny. And the last one is crossing paths with old Saint Nick. Oh, okay. When Gemini 6A rendezvous with Gemini 7, astronaut Walter Wally Shearer and pilot Tom Stafford radioed mission control about a mysterious UFO. Okay, and it was Santa. That's a pretty good one. Those 4 out of 5 are lame on that one. But, you know, they had me fooled. I didn't fucking know until I stood the broom up the next day. But a pretty good prank. I didn't know there were such pranksters over there at NASA. They should be working, right, instead of tricking the masses into feeling stupid, right? Anyways, that's going to do it for me tonight. It's going to come to a screeching halt tonight. I haven't even... Wait, did I finish this yet? No, I still got a lot of this to fucking finish. Give me one sec. I'm going to drink this down to the last drop. Drink Until You Podcast, the only podcast that lasts until the last drop. And let me find some music for you as well. One sec. All right, guys. Have a good rest of your week. I'll talk to you next fucking week. Hey, shout out real quick to George for turning me on to Shameless. I'm addicted to that show now. And shout out to Richie for always defending gin. I always talk shit about gin. And I got to try some with you soon. You got to show me some to try that I'll actually like that doesn't taste like potpourri. I know I always talk shit on it, but I just never liked it. So shout out to you guys. Here's Cinema Mechanica. Cheers, everybody. Bye.